This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korean state media reported Wednesday leader Kim Jong-un called for boosting the country's strategic military forces as he observed the test of what it called a hypersonic missile, officially attending a missile launch for the first time in nearly 2 years. On Tuesday, authorities in South Korea and Japan detected the suspected launch, which drew condemnation by authorities around the world and prompted an expression of concern from the UN Secretary General. The second test of a so-called hypersonic missile in less than a week underscored Kim's New Year's vow to bolster the military with cutting-edge technology at a time when talks with South Korea and the United States have stalled. UN Security Council resolutions ban all North Korean ballistic missile and nuclear tests and have imposed sanctions over the programs. Argentina is facing a historic heat wave with temperatures soaring above 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit, making the country for a while the hottest place on the planet, straining power grids and forcing residents to seek sanctuary in the shade. With temperatures up around 45 degrees Celsius or 113 degrees Fahrenheit in parts of the South American nation, hundreds of thousands of people were left without electricity when power grids failed in or around the populous capital city, Buenos Aires. Meteorologists say the heat wave could set records in the country. For some, it raises questions about climate change and more extreme weather. Argentina in recent years has seen unusual amounts of wildfires. Find more at VOA News.